News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Congress of Trade Unions has today highlighted the importance that workers know they've a legal right to switch off from work while on leave. That means not checking emails, not answering texts, not going on a Zoom call. Well, joining me is Ronan Berry, who is managing partner of HRconsultants.ie. Are they putting jam on it, or is ICTU right? Can you literally say it is now Friday at 5 o'clock, you will not see, hear or feel me till Monday at nine?
Yes, you can. And a lot of people do. And a lot of companies, really, this comes back to a cultural piece in a company. There's a lot of variance, obviously. It depends the size of the company. You know, if you have a large, big company, there's probably lots of cover. Maybe some companies you can probably go away on holidays. People mightn't even notice you're gone. Smaller company, though, an SME. Maybe if you had a company with 50 people in manufacturing and you have an IT manager, there's an expectation there maybe that they might need to be contacted, but in exceptional circumstances. So you don't want that person going on holidays and someone's ringing going, Paddy's forgot his password again. You know, he doesn't know how to do Control-Alt-Delete, you know, within reasonable. And that's a key definition, that occasional contact versus the expected availability as well. So it's, if it's something serious, business critical.
And does that have to be in your contract, or is that just an accepted norm?
It's, I suppose, with a lot of companies, it's an accepted norm. Now, I suppose we do this very well in Ireland anyway, and generally across Europe and the world, we do this quite well. But I'm going to take you back to one thing. This isn't actually in law. This is based on the Workplace Relations Commission Code of Practice on the right to disconnect. So it's not an actual law. About 9 countries across Europe have more kind of legal kind of grounding around it. It still doesn't sort of make it like illegal to contact somebody outside work. And it really reflects the kind of the practice in workplace already.
Well, now, can I ask on that practice? Because I assume this is one of those things where it varies greatly depending on both the role that you have in the company culture and the nature of the work. Because I imagine, as managing partner of HRconsultants.ie, if a client texts you on the weekend with a major issue, your answer is unlikely to be, I'll answer you on Monday morning.
Absolutely. And again, right, and that's a great point, because for a company like ours, we put that in a service level agreement with a client. So not all clients need that. Majority of our clients want to leave the office at 5 o'clock Friday. They don't want to be dealing with stuff, but some of our clients are in 24/7 operations and they might need that element of support. So that's exactly how it has to come back to the workplace. Is the code of practice really encourages companies to have a policy on it and set the kind of the agenda, the agreement, and everybody knows. And it's really just maybe putting down on paper the cultural norms
in
that organization.
Let's imagine that somebody is in a business where they know that as soon as they go on holidays, as soon as they take a weekend off, they will be plagued. And it is sort of the norm.
Yeah.
What's the advice on how to lance that boil? How do you have the conversation that says, can this stop, please?
Just see, again, I would say to you, I think it's a very much an Irish thing as well. Oh, I'm going on holidays next week. Oh, this week is going to be manic. Oh, Friday, I won't be home till 9 o'clock Friday. There's almost, we almost build it up on our heads. It's going to be nuts. Reality in a lot of situations is you're not missed as much as you think you are. Best bit of advice I got years ago. I remember I went on 2 weeks holidays. I was working in construction at the time. I had 5 envelopes on a desk for different people with jobs to do. And when I came back, my director said, you did all that, he said, but if one thing changes at 9 o'clock Monday morning, all those plans are out the window. So he basically said, you spend all the time putting that together for no reason, really, because plans change. So with the right to disconnect, I mean, the big change, the big shift, this came in, the code of practice was brought in 2021, and because of the shift that had happened with COVID. And really think the key thing to think is our phones became our office. And that's the key thing here. I would say to anybody, if you have a work phone, or if you have a personal phone that you're using for your work emails, I would consider separating them out. That's the first starting point, and just have a chat within the company.
There used to be a phrase in broadcasting years ago, which was, it is a brave man who takes his annual leave. Ron, thank you very much. Ronan Berry, managing partner of HRconsultants.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.